This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
We're going to tip it off right now. Five thought-provoking questions from Pat Smith. This is what we call Pat Ponders.
I want to know what you're thinking. Tell me what's on your mind.
It's time for Pat Ponders.
And it's always brought to us by Alabama Roofing Professionals, ALRoofPros.com, 205-722-ROOF. Keep your home energy efficient with a blow-in insulation service they offer 12 months out of the year. Also, the free roof inspections warranty any work that they do. That's Alabama Roofing Professionals, Mike and the gang, a great team you can depend on. ALRoofPros.com, 205-722-ROOF.
All right, fellas, today Tua Tagovailoa turns 23 years old. Reggie Bush is also celebrating a birthday. He turns 36. When Tua's career is over, will his pro career be looked upon more favorable than Bush's?
I'm going to say yes as of now, just because I think that quarterback's a position that you could go to another team, maybe find some new light. Things can work out for you. There's more longevity, so he'll have a longer time to be able to be in the league. And even if he's just in the league for a long time and has 8 or 10 really good games, can anybody call in and tell us the best professional game Reggie Bush played? I don't think a lot of people really know that. So I'm going to go Tua.
Yeah, I think that Tua... I think the longevity of his career, obviously, you know, you could throw in the injuries, whatever, but he's got an opportunity, and based on just 1 year trying to do it with the Dolphins, I think his best days are ahead. So, yeah, I think Tua. I would go Tua for sure.
For a point of reference, Reggie Bush played 11 seasons in the NFL. He had 5,490 total rushing yards. He averaged 4.3 yards per carry. He had 36 touchdowns, one Super Bowl ring. So 11 years in the NFL for Reggie Bush. Turns 36 today.
Did you have anything on his best individual game?
I think total yards, I think, in a game was, 150 maybe. I'm talking about all-purpose.
36 touchdowns, right?
Correct.
Derrick Henry had 17 last year. Just throwing that out.
Okay, question number two. Also on this date, Wilt Chamberlain became the only NBA player ever to score 100 points in a game. Will we ever see a pro basketball player score over 100 points in a game? We all remember Kobe had 81 back in 2006.
I don't believe so, no. I think teams would begin to see what was happening, and they're going to go out of their way, even if it means losing the game, to prevent an individual from doing that again.
They don't want to become a footnote.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, no.
You think about that 81 was insane, and I think he hit a three at the end of the game. I mean, you're still 19 points away from 100.
Yeah. Oh, and I think we can go back to who he's playing against now too. That's just hard to imagine. Now, I don't even know if I could possibly see it in college. I was going to say some of these teams in the Division III teams that they're scheduling that are giving up 183 points. I'm surprised we haven't seen it already this season. But at the NBA level, no, there's no way. And I'm like you, I think that's going to be a protected record and stat. And there's some people that still don't even believe he did it, which is kind of crazy. But I don't think it happens. What about you, Pat? You think it happens?
No, I don't, because I go back to what Cole just mentioned. I think teams would do everything in their power not to become that team on SportsCenter, not to be a footnote anymore. But what's so amazing that Wilt Chamberlain, when he scored the 100 points, that season he averaged 50 points a game in scoring. Of course, scoring 100 in a game, that will
help the average, but
that
still.
Will definitely help. Yeah, 50 points a game. Imagine that. That's crazy. All right, so you're going to have to use your thinking caps on this one, okay? Using only fast food chains, I want you guys to give me your favorite entree, side, drink, and dessert, and you can only use the food chain once. So again, fast food chain, I need you to give me your favorite entree, side, drink, and dessert, but you can only use one fast food restaurant per item.
The one problem here, I'm just going to say it, is fast food, it can be used a little bit loosely here. Like they're, you see what I'm saying? There are some things that some people would consider to be fast food and others would not.
Right. Like, are we saying Chipotle or Moe's? Is that fast food?
How would you guys classify that?
I would say no.
Have to have a drive-through?
Yes.
Although they do, but yeah, I consider them more sit-down.
Well, they would say fresh food fast.
I'm going to give you a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich as my entree. Okay. I'm going to give you Milo's fries as my side. Have to be able to have the sauce with it. I'm going to give you a Cherry Coke Zero from Five Guys, and I got to hit the button like 7 times to do it myself. and then I'm going to give you a Heath Bar, Oreo, Reese's, Blizzard from Dairy Queen as my dessert.
Wow. How many calories was that right there?
Who cares?
You just gave me.
Who gives? Nobody's counting those calories, Pat.
Well,
and they don't make them
Peloton.
Big enough. I would get a bigger one if they had it.
You're going to be on the Peloton a while after that.
Well, if I had all that, yes. That would be it'd be a lot of rides.
How about you, Landrum?
I don't know. Why do I think, when I think entree, I think fork and knife? I mean, it's hard to go wrong with the chicken sandwich. I would go with a spicy chicken sandwich, actually from Chick-fil-A. As far as side, it would have been the Popeyes Cajun rice, which they've eliminated. And for dessert, since I'm not huge on desserts, be honest with you, for some reason, and I had a girlfriend in high school that turned me on to this, would have been the...
Sorry?
Yeah.
Thanks for the emphasis.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I knew where you what you were about to chime in and say.
With or on?
The Frosty... Huh? Do what?
Oh, y'all got Frosty. Okay.
No. The Frosty dipping the French fries in it was good. But I don't know if... since I've already used my side... but I would say the Wendy's Frosties... It's not too bad. It's not too sweet for me. So I would say those three. I'll play ball and use a dessert.
What about your drink? What was your drink?
It's going to be a large Diet Coke from Milo's because of the ice.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because they're ice. Okay.
Yeah. Love that ice. It's so good.
All right. Question number 4. If you were given $5 million to open a small museum, what kind of museum would you create?
What needs to be created? Like, what's not out there?
$5 million, Landrum. I'm giving you $5 million. Build me a museum. What you building? Cole, is there like a tennis shoe museum somewhere?
I don't think there's a museum. I mean, you can go certain places where
they have collections.
Different shoes are displayed. Yeah, but actually, that might be a good one. I'll take that idea. Like a sneaker museum.
Mm-hmm.
Problem with the sneaker museum is most people don't want to give them up to where they can't wear them. So, but there are a lot of people do have pairs that they've never put on and won't put on. The other I was going to say is like an original Nintendo museum or even just old school video game museum. Maybe have access to be able to play them as well. Probably wouldn't need $5 million for that, but have some left over just in case.
Discretionary fund.
I would go with cooking apparatuses that have been used over the course of time and really emphasize the grilling aspect of it. So different grills, smokers, some that are offered because there's a million out there, and kind of take you through the timeline of how people, you know, prepared food. I don't know how many people would attend that, but I mean, look, when you're in a city, we've all been there, and you got some time to kill. There's been some museums that I typically had no interest in going to that I bought a $10 ticket and said, what the hell? I'll go in there. What's the craziest museum you guys have ever been into where it's just like, what am I doing here?
I haven't been in many museums, so I don't know if there is a craziest one.
For me, I mean, it wasn't crazy, but it was just kind of offbeat. It was the National Bowling Hall of Fame and Museum. And Tom Hart tells the story. It used to be located immediately across the street from Busch Stadium. And if you ever go,
you had to go in it though.
Well, when it's 110 degrees outside with the humidity of 110% in St. Louis in midsummer, okay, you're looking for somewhere to be able to go spend some time before the stadium opens up. And just so happens that had some really good air conditioning in that museum. So,
my wife and I did the Museum of Natural History in New York 2 summers ago, and that was pretty cool. You could spend a lot of time in there, though. A lot. And I felt like there were people that were kind of doing that too, Pat, like just trying to get off the street.
I went to the John Hines Museum in Pittsburgh when I visited there. I thought it was just going to be all ketchup, but there was a lot of good, cool stuff in there. They had a Steelers section. And I didn't realize that it was actually associated with a Smithsonian, but normally I wouldn't have been there, but had some time to kill, and it was pretty cool. Had all kinds of cool exhibits, so it would have been there. But for you, it was bowling, Pat? The bowling museum?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. Very interesting. All right, fifth and final question. And this might play into the museum question. What was the last thing you thought was going to be amazing but turned out to be horrible?
Ohio State Clemson?
Okay.
I thought it was going to be a pretty amazing game. I'm not saying it was a horrible game, but it wasn't very competitive, which kind of made the result semi-horrible. Not as far as who won and lost, but just hoping for a competitive
it was a good
game.
Yeah.
Can I go
can
back
I
to
say
food?
Landrum calling bowling?
Wow.
I thought that'd be pretty entertaining, pretty amazing.
Kind of disappointed.
Well, it's not that.
I'll say the original queso after all the buildup that was launched back going back to Chipotle. Do you remember they had announced that they were finally getting queso, and we had seen queso from Moe's, and the first Chipotle. And I say this now because their queso is actually it's on point and it's legit. But the first time that they launched it, they had to like bring it all back and go back into the test kitchen. It was bad, and I like cheese, and there's not many cheeses that I don't like, but it was not good.
So you were fired up. You thought it was going
to be. Oh, I was fired up, yeah. Because I did like to go to Chipotle and get the bowl or whatever, the burrito bowl. And I was always wondering, like, why do you guys not have queso? And apparently I was not the only one. They finally, and they announced it and they built it up. Hey, we're coming out with queso. When they first launched it, it was like, yee. Now it's actually really good. Had some the other night. So it's been that for me. What about you, Pat?
Well, I was going to go back to the bowling. I was really looking forward to hearing your calls and just kind of ended kind of a, you know, but.
Like a gutter ball?
Yeah. But hey, you got a triple overtime game in Mountain Brook yesterday, so.
I did.
I'm sure you were pretty fired up.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Very entertaining game.
Sure, huge Mountain Brook fan. All right, that's today's Pat Ponders.
Oh, it's brought to you by Alabama Roofing Professionals. You're not going to be disappointed in them. ALRoofPros.com, 205-722-ROOF, ALRoofPros.com.
This is Three Man Front.